HOT lanes have a critical gap, that is, from the 710-5 to the 134-5, the downtown section of the I-5. When is it going to be an HOT lane and control congestion through pricing, HOT? So we're quite concerned about the relationship of the downtown I-5 HOT versus the 710 North extension. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, sir. Next speaker, please. And if you are inclined to respond, you may.
John Walsh, 37,000 successful server requests a week at HollywoodHighlands.org. Remember Martin Ludlow, black man? He was set up by Antonio. He sat up here. He was set up as the fall guy. He had to take a plea. Now they're setting you up. When I went to the Times and brought all the corruption information, I said, Zev. Zev, Zev. They took all my information and they put the black man's picture. They put it on you. And I'm telling you right now, Zev is cooperating with authorities. He's cooperating, he's lying, and he's going to put a knife, a metaphorical knife, in your back. So you decide which white boy you trust. You say, well, you're going to trust this Jew, or you're going to trust that Jew. And don't you ever forget that the LA Times is not owned by black people. It's owned by Jewish people. And we will keep ours. And if it means that a black man has to walk the plank, don't you think you're not going to happen to you. It's going to happen. And I said nothing about Hispanics. I said nothing about Hispanics. Look, they're all against you, Mark. They're all against you, Zeb. He's the chairman.
Whether it's Hispanic, Latino, black, or anything.
Oh, please.
One more time. I'm going to ask John, as a courtesy to everybody, and when you continue to do this, I'm going to ask the chair to have you escorted out of the room.
For saying that black people are...
Excuse me, for taking every issue.
I don't hear him complain. No.
Oh, yeah, to the con.
You baited me the last one, and it's inappropriate, John. And I'm saying it's inappropriate.
Oh, and let me just kind of make it plain. Mr. Walsh, it may be yours to test the limits, but there is a personal appeal from the chair for you not to continue to engage in racially provocative rhetoric. It serves no good purpose. And I am hardly unwilling to exercise the prerogative of the chair with the consent of the committee to have you escorted from this facility should you be inclined to persist. It just is uncalled for, John.
I'm going to say this is a violation of the First Amendment.
John, it's just absolutely uncalled for. I am not in case, but the point to be made, and I'm not going to engage in this beyond this point, is that your rhetoric is unduly over the top.
Malcolm X type.
And we're not trying to appeal to revisionist accounts of history. We're simply trying to conduct a meeting in the interest of the public. And I'm simply going to say that with all due respect, but do not think that there is an unwillingness to act on what I've suggested. Respectfully. Respectfully. More to come. Nothing, something.
You're characterizing every single issue based on race.
Malcolm X did, and they killed him.
Yeah.
I will stop anything if you tell me exactly what I said that is not covered.
Well, let me just tell you this. The meeting is now adjourned.
I'm carrying on Malcolm X. And you know what they did to him.
Wonderful.
See you later.
I never thought I'd live in a world where saying anti-racist things get you thrown out. Before, racist things got you thrown out. Here, anti-racist things get you thrown out.